Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, part 3, the final part in our Beyond the Wall game. We hope you enjoy this and our other actual play recordings. If you would like to contact us, please send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com, leave a review on iTunes, or join us on our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. Remember to drop us an email if you sign up there. All registrations are done by hand these days. Enjoy tonight's recording.
Kick off with our exciting battle plan to
right.
Do whatever it is we do.
Have you started the recording? All right, so what is your plan? You've got an unknown number of goblin hordes to the south. Up this ladder, you've got at least 4.
We blocked all of the entrances so that they shouldn't be able to get into this bit. So I think our next plan was to
storm the trapdoor.
That sounds so good.
And my battle plan is the second it opens to super enchant my ring for daylight and chuck it into the middle of the room.
So you're going to go up first? And it will only hold one person at a time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you happen to warn anyone that the ladder is particularly rickety?
I assume I did.
Is there a way to enchant the ring before we go up and just cover it so you can't really see it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what would be even better than that? Casting it on the underside of the trapdoor so that when we push the trapdoor open, because it's going to open that way, it flips out and casts daylight immediately onto everything in there.
But I can turn the ring into a flash. That would make sense, but I don't know. I think a ring would be harder to spot and destroy than the trapdoor.
Well, you can cast it again when you're up there on your ring. Well, you could cast it multiple times, I suspect. I don't know how your magic works.
All right, before we do this, We blocked off one passageway. Did we block off the passageway leading to the south? Or not?
No. You've just blocked off all the passages that would get into this one room. It's a small crawling passage, and then you guard the door.
Yeah, well, thing is, if we go up there and cause a ruckus, and they come pouring
they
out...
They can't get in here.
And they're limited
and
by the ladder.
And we can't get out.
Isn't the life of somebody who lives in the village, Grant? I was going to say adventurer, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, but our backs are covered where they're not going to be able to get here. And we can always get out.
Ow.
If they're trying to get in through the tunnel, what's stopping us from just opening the door to the north and immediately bolting out?
There is nothing. That's a way we can get out.
Okay.
So
out of the room or out of the mine. Okay. Let's do it.
I suddenly think about, where were the horses? We haven't come across them yet, have we?
No, you have not.
So they're probably to the south somewhere. Okay.
So roll the fate.
Alright, so what's the battle plan? You're going to roll the brightest sunlight onto your ring.
Then toss it in the middle of the room.
Okay, so you're going up first then. Alright, it is an intelligence roll at -5 to get as bright as day. And remember, bad things happen if you fail this.
I got
50%, I believe.
Hang on. I have absolutely no skills which can help in this.
Right.
But can I spend a fate point to add +2?
You can.
I spend a fate point to add +2.
Nice.
By giving him tactical advice.
Yeah.
So now I need a 12 or lower.
Can I spend a fate point and get
spending.
Everyone who wants to spend to help, the maximum you can get is a +4. So 2 people could spend to help.
And the two people who start with 5 have just spent 1 each. Hey. We're awesome right. with our plus votes. Right.
Well, if you guys want to spend, then Eldon treats your intelligence as if it were 4 points higher, and you have to roll below that or equal to that. But remember, a 20 still fails.
Okay, so now I need to roll 14 or lower. Yeah.
Ah!
I will spend one of my own chips to re-roll that.
Yeah.
Because that is bold.
Oh, man, you're just taunting us.
So that's still going to fail. You have 2 points left.
Yes, I have 1 more.
1 point left.
Can I spend it?
Yeah.
You sure? I mean, if it fails...
Damn it, I am not failing at my 1 job. Yes!
All right, so yeah, your ring erupts with the brightness of the day.
And then you trip and stub your toe and lose your concentration.
I don't think I'm ever going to spend 5 points on him
so
again.
So you go to the top of the trap door and you go to push it open. Give me a strength roll. Yes, yes. It feels like there's something on top of it. But you're able to fling it wide and then you...
Shuffle up and chuck the ring.
All right, let's check for surprise, shall we? Okay, yeah. Okay, they're not surprised. Conversation has apparently alerted them to something going on. Actually, more than likely, there was somebody standing on the trapdoor. As you're pushing it open, they're like, "Oh, all right." But you, let's see, what is there? I don't think you guys are going to go faster. Maybe not. Maybe not. Let's see. Dice 2. So 4. What's your initiative?
1.
Oh, yeah, they still go faster than you. So you throw open the trap door. Your light does blind them a little bit, and there is some shrieking, but they know someone's coming up out of the floor. I'm going to move your character over here, Eldon, right into the middle.
Never said my character was smart, just book smart.
Alright, now they are afraid of the brightness, so I'm going to do just a little morale check here. I'm going to see if anybody breaks and runs. 1, 2, 4. Nope. Fortunately, no one breaks and runs.
Stop rolling well.
Yeah, and since you can only get 1 person up the ladder at a time, unfortunately, for you, they go first. Let's see, Eldon. What is your armor class? 10, right?
Yeah.
And actually, since we were ready for you and you're half on the stairs and not half up, this is not going to be pretty. Let's see what we got here. That will definitely miss. That will miss. That will miss. Wow. You could not get any luckier. They all swing and miss. Likely the light is blinding them in such a way that they're just not able to react well. So, Eldon, you can take your turn. What do you do? You're definitely surrounded.
Can I try to not get surrounded?
By?
Shoving my way through.
Okay, so you're going to pull yourself up off the ladder and get into the room. Tell you what, make a reflex save. Remember, higher.
Oh my god, I made it.
You made it. Okay. Which means, you can do it and you can still act. So you get up and they, you know, you're able to get between them as they're kind of trying to cover their eyes. What do? You can still act. We'll just count that as movement since you made your reflex.
Can I actually attack right now while still doing this?
You can. As long as you aren't hit yourself. You can continue to keep your spells going.
What if I want to cast another spell? Is that legal?
Cast another spell, yeah.
Okay,
as long as you don't fail a roll or get damaged, you can keep all your spells going.
Where's the big guy?
The big guy is the one actually right next to you. Right there. He's only slightly bigger than the rest. Maybe twice as girthy, though. He's a little fat. He's got sick of authority.
So how does magic missile work in this?
Magic missile. Okay, so it doesn't miss, first of all. You don't have to roll for a spell. Spell just goes off. Bolt of magical energy unerringly strikes a target whom the caster can see. The bolt does a d6 plus 1 damage. You can produce an additional bolt for every 3 levels of the caster. So it does a d6 plus 1 damage. It does not miss, so you just roll your damage. There you go. 6 points, and that is your spell for the day. But yeah, it seems to cause him a great bit of pain there. Who's next on the ladder? You may act now that the ladder is free.
I don't think we really set up a order off of that.
Who wants to go up next? You hear the scream above as he throws open the trap door and the light erupts into the room.
Okay, I'll go up the ladder.
All right, make a reflex save.
Oh, yeah.
Number higher is better. You fail it. So you're able to climb up and get into the room, but that is going to count as your action. So just kind
of okay, that's fine.
You're just up here in the room. Who's next up the ladder?
I'll go up.
Sure. Off to you!
Yeah.
I spend my action going off to you! Off to you!
All right, Gary, same thing. Reflex save. If you make it, you can get up and act. If not, it takes basically your action to get up there.
Where'd my character go?
She's over here.
Ah, there you go.
You gotta roll over.
High. Yeah, you gotta roll over.
I did not make it.
But you do get into the room without a problem as they are distracted by the light. And are you coming up in the rear, Thaddeus?
Yeah, I'll make my way up.
Okay. Well,
hey, guys, don't stop without me. Pyonk.
Make it. Oh, I
know that. So I'll spread out over here and then...
Now, this one is the larger and looks to be... He's got like a... Looks like a horse's skull that he's wearing as a kind of a crown. It's got bits of feathers stuck to it.
Kill the boss.
Yeah, I guess I just pull out my dagger. I pull out a dagger and just go. Ha ha! I stab you.
Knife him.
Yeah. Exciting maneuvers this time. So pow. Ugh.
Let's see.
I'm guessing his armor class is better than that. He's the boss.
14. So, unfortunately, he is still small and agile enough to dodge your blade. And now we have normal initiative, as we have a normal room. And they are fours, like the rest of you. But PCs always go first. So, what four wants to go first?
The ones that are standing around, are they armed with...
swords.
There's armed with swords.
They do appear to be wearing some piecemeal armor. It's been kind of sewn together bits of metal here and there.
Okay. Alright, I'm going to...
You don't actually know what they are. You've probably never seen a goblin before.
Yeah, well, I'm still going to poke it hard. Okay. I'm still going to poke it and... Basically, the one that's nearest to me.
Just drag your token over the one you're attacking this way.
Okay. Let's go this one.
Okay.
All right.
You need a 14 or better to hit.
That's a big time miss.
Just not adjusted to their size as they're able to duck and weave and bob, and it's really hard to keep up with them. Who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
See what I can do.
What does Gary do?
Go with the sword and try and poke one of them.
Sure, the one right in front of you?
Yeah. Because he's right there. 14.
That hits. Do some damage.
And that would be a... D6. 2.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good solid hit. Are there any more fours left?
Yep. I'm a four as well.
Alright, what is that?
Look around the room. What else have we got?
This appears to be a throne room of sorts. There is a chest, like a small traveling chest, that's been. Kind of bottom's been broken a little bit and some cushions have been thrown in. It looks like their head boss guy has been using it for a throne. Littered about the room are gold coins and jewelry, some of it of dubious value, kind of gaudy. It looks like they were feasting on horse. What the light was coming from was a spitfire, and there's what remains of horse being cooked over the fire.
Aww.
Is there a torches on the wall? Even
there are not. The flames are the only other fire there is in the room, or the light there is in the room. You do notice, though, that there is a passageway that goes...
Whoops. Oh, well. Well, I make my way over to the spitfire thing, and I pull out a flask of lamp oil to dump onto there to increase the brightness in the room.
Sure, you do so. And is that all the force?
That's all the force, yeah.
Okay, so... All right, boss guy starts muttering something in his dark goblin tongue. He's going to conjure darkness.
Screw that guy. Counterspell.
Do you know conjure darkness?
Can't I counterspell whatever I feel like?
No, you can't.
This is the name.
Well, yep, yeah, there's no save. You're level one, so you're not a higher level caster than him, so all the light in the room is banished. You're all plunged into pitch black.
He doesn't even need to make a roll for the casting?
It is a spell.
Oh, right, and the spells just go off.
They just go off.
Okay.
That is his action. And these guys can murder in the dark, so... Squat.
So is this a natural darkness, or...
This is an unnatural darkness. Even the fire... Actually, since you're standing right next to it, the fire is still burning. It's just not producing light. Okay, Eldon, I'm pretty sure a 16 hits your armor class.
Hey, you only let the fours attack.
These are the fours.
Well, you said PCs go first.
Are you a four? No. Although all the four PCs have gone. They're on four, right. Too.
It counts down in order, but if there are fours for both sides, PCs first, then bad guys.
Yep.
Shenanigans. Okay, well,
Let's see, so they hit
damage.
D6.
Sorry, aren't they in the magical darkness as well?
Yes, they are, but they have no problem with this.
They have no problem with the magical darkness.
Right. They are creatures of the darkness. You take three from something that stabs you from the pitch blackness. Murder in the dark. There! Gary, he still manages to miss you somehow. Somehow. Helena, you've got one on you. You've got that ridiculously high armor class, though, and it still misses. Okay, that's all the fours. So, who's left? Eldon? What does Michael do?
I stab at the mage, because I'm assuming he didn't move.
All right, yes. You are in magical darkness, so you have a -2 to your hit roll.
Oh, come on. He's standing right next to me.
Yeah, he's still moving. Effectively, you've got to roll a 16 or better. Hey, look at that. You hit him. All right, which means, well, this is not a cantrip, so no, he would still... Okay, so do your damage.
He's dead, right? We already did 10 points of damage.
What did you roll, a 4?
Yeah.
Nope, he's still up. Let's see. Nope, he's still alive, and it's not a cantrip, so the magic darkness continues. Is that everybody?
Yeah, back to the top.
Back to the top. So, yeah, you're still... you're still in utter darkness.
If you don't mind me going first this time, guys.
You can feel the flames in front of you. You just can't see anything.
I just keep backing away until I step out of the darkness. I don't know how large this area is. I'm hoping that I get out of it before.
Okay. Yes, it's near range, so you walk back and you actually, yeah. Once you... Actually, were you carrying a light source?
No.
No, then it doesn't really help. Although you can definitely tell the difference between the magical darkness and just the normal darkness.
Hey, guys. It's over here. I can see again.
All right, so yeah, you guys hear Thaddeus' voice, his voice from the corner of the room. Who wants the next?
Gary will go.
Gary, what are you doing? You know that there's something in front of you that's been trying to niggle at you there.
Well, I'm going to swing blindly at it.
Swing blindly, okay. A minus two, so effectively you need a 16 to hit. So swoosh.
Doesn't quite make it.
Not quite.
I cut the air, though.
Yes, you do. You cut it well. And Alina?
Okay, can I attack and move, or just one or the other?
Yes. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Okay, so first thing is I'm going to attack, swing basically blindly at the one that's in front of me, and then move towards the voice.
Voice,
yes. Nope, even with the bonuses.
Okay, give me an intelligence roll. Does it make it, or does it fail it?
It depends on if I can apply anything.
Any situational skills that would allow you to figure out where his voice was coming from exactly?
I've got stealth.
No, that's not going to do it. So yes, you step out of the magical darkness, but you don't come out near where Thaddeus' voice is. And it's still dark, mind you, because you also were not carrying any light. But you could definitely tell there's a difference in the quality of the darkness. So you still can't see anything, but there is kind of, there is a difference.
Okay.
So that's everybody except for Michael. Michael, what are you doing?
Well, Michael's a one.
Oh, yeah, Michael's a one.
Hi, Witcher, why?
Double attack. All right. One on Gary is going to miss Gary. Let's see, the other Gobo is going to go over here and try to stab Michael in the back. Oh, he fails. One of them's going to pursue Elena, since it's still dark over there. Link also misses the spellcaster. The spellcaster, let's see, what does he have? Of course he has magic missile. Second level mage.
This is all. All
right, so Zot. Ooh, 6 points, Eldon. Can Michael take six?
Nope, negative two.
Negative two, okay. So you're not dead, but you're down and bleeding. Oh, and your magical lights go out.
They've been out.
Yes, wow. Okay, we're back at the top of the round. Who wants it?
Well, does Michael have to stabilize, or can he crawl?
He has no fate points left, so he can't stabilize. Once he gets to negative 10 and you bleed out 1 point per round, you're dead.
Wow.
If you had any fate points left, it automatically stabilizes you by spending one.
Okay.
All right, so new round. Fours, who wants it?
Let's see. I'm actually going to, can I feel the swish when one of them tried
to? Yes, you're only at a minus one now instead of a minus two, since you can actually make out movement, which you could not do in the magical darkness.
Okay. I am going to swipe at it again.
Kershonk!
Okay.
That's gonna,
that's,
actually, what's no, your total? That,
what's my what?
What's your total? 15?
Yeah.
Ah, you hit? Yeah, do your damage.
Okay. Six.
Six, ooh. It's still up, but you definitely hit it a good one there. Who wants the next?
Gary will swing at blindly again.
Okay, you're still in the magical darkness, so minus two still.
All right. Yeah, completely missed.
Yeah. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what does Thaddeus do?
If Thaddeus has noticed Elena come out, then I guess I'll go over and stab the thing in the back while it's...
It's still, like, really dark, but you can see movement, and you know how short they are, and you know how big she is, so you're still at minus one, but
no,
it's not as bad.
Chunk. Nope. Missed wildly.
Okay, on Eldon, on your turn, you bleed one more, so you're at minus three. And let's see. One on you there for Gary is going to attack. Blam! Misses. Oh, man. Okay. And the other two are going to come over and try to finish you off in the magical darkness. Let's see. Let's do the non-wizard guy first. Ooh, 19 will hit. Gary, take 5, take 6. Can you take 6, Gary?
Yes, I can.
All right. And the magic man, he has, what does he have left? He has, ha! Nothing. He's gonna, he's going to, he's gonna take out his sling, and he's going to throw a magic pebble with his sling at, Thaddeus. Try to crack you on there. Does a 16 hit you?
A 16 hits me, yeah.
16 hits you. Alright, 2 magic stones. Okay.
This magic darkness is OP.
It's a ritual that they use. Oh, shoot. Where is it? Sorry, I should have wrote this one down. It's not too horrible. Take 3 points for Thaddeus.
Ow! It's probably the largest amount of hit points I've lost in the entirety of my life.
You just got pelted by a very sharp feeling stone, and we're back at the top with the fours. Who wants it?
Whatever. Like I say, how do you have that many hit points?
Attack the one I just attacked. Sure. Try to finish him off. Nope.
Since you're sitting there, Thaddeus, do you want to go after the same one, or do you want to do something different?
Yeah, I can't think of anything I'm seeing right now. Right. Swing wildly at the one which is kind of engaged with our. Take this! Why do I not have a backstab ability? No! Yes! And just come.
What does Gary do?
Can I hear where Alina and Thaddeus are?
There's all kinds of fighting going on. Getting there might be a problem, as you don't know what's in your way between you and them, but yes, you can hear where they are.
Well, I'll try and make a break right to them.
Sure, give me an intelligence roll.
Alright. I don't think...
Well, it's under your intelligence. What's your intelligence?
9.
Yes, you made it. You're able to negotiate your way, and you definitely feel where the magical darkness breaks as well. You get into the midst of their fighting over there. So that's just movement. You can do something else if you wish.
All right, let me attack the one that's there then.
Go ahead. It's not a huge room, so it's only, you only took a few steps to
cross the room. Well, I don't think a 1 hits.
No, actually, 1 always fails. It's not a fumble, it just fails.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to Eldon, where you bleed 1 more. You're at -4 now.
Yes,
you feel your life's blood pumping out below you. Actually, you probably don't because you're unconscious. Back to the top with the fours. Who wants it? They go. Sorry. Yeah. All right, the one that's on everybody over here is going to get reinforcements, so he will continue to attack Alina and will miss. Gary, this one followed you. Attacks and misses. Comes in, we'll go after Gary as well, since Gary ran. And does a 16 hit?
Yes.
12? Yes, it does. Ow. Ooh, can you take 6 more?
No, I cannot.
What does it put you at?
-4.
-4, ow. Oh, yeah, Gary goes down hard. Spellcaster's going to shoot another missile at Thaddeus. Dink, and misses horribly. All right, now it's a new round.
Quick. Kill all of them somehow.
Who wants it? Helena?
Okay, 1 more time. This time you're going down.
Yeah, that hits.
Yep.
Damage.
That is 7.
7, so close. Not quite down. All right. Who wants the next?
Oh, only me. Unless you have something important to spell out in the blood and on the floor.
How tough are these things? I did 6 points of it to it last time.
I'm an article in BS on the mage. It's about 10 points damage.
Right. So what are you doing, Fabius?
I guess I try and... yeah, I just try and stab it. I got nothing exciting else to do right now. So, Pionk. Does a 12?
No, unfortunately, a 12.
No. No fun stuff for us.
Okay, so let's see. Gary, you will bleed one more on your turn.
Well, I have a fate point could stabilize it, right?
Yes, fate point could stabilize you. You will be at zero, but not conscious, but you're not bleeding out. So if you have a fate point, you stabilize automatically.
I will do that.
All right, so let's see. Attacks on Elena. Two of them. One miss. Two miss. One on Thaddeus. Miss! Magic user shoots his last magic bullet. Miss! And,
it's the battle of the incompetence.
Eldon, Michael bleeds one more. Minus
five. Yes.
All right, top of the round. Who wants it?
Is the magical darkness still there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Go on, I'll finish it off. Finish it off good.
More, I'm sick of this guy.
Oh, that'll do it. And any amount of damage will kill him. He was at one, so...
Yeah, so... Okay, I'm not even going to roll that.
So there's still two over here on you. Thaddeus, you going to attack one?
Yeah, I got nothing fun to do right now. Can't see anything else really around the room which might help me, so I tried desperately to stab one in the back, and fail again. I am not a fighting person.
Right. Their turn. The magic user runs down the corridor for help. And the two on Elena. Oh, that's it. Elena, take four.
Okay.
And the next one misses.
Stab the mage.
Elena, it's up to me. It's you're up.
I'm up. I'm going. All right. Now, the mage ran off down the hall, so he's no longer there.
I mean, you don't know.
I don't know.
It's pitch black. You couldn't see anything.
Okay, the one that just hit me, I am going to shish kebab him. Mm-hmm. Or not, as the case may be.
And Thaddeus.
Yeah, he gets stabbed in the back as well. We're working good as a team, even though I've not hit anybody this entire combat. Oh, wait a second. I've just hit somebody this entire combat. Ha ha! Maximum points! So take 4 points of damage from my dead dagger.
Okay. Yeah. It hurt. It did hurt. Gary, bleed one more. Let's see. These two. Let's see.
Isn't Gary stabilized?
Gary stabilized. Yeah, he's not bleeding. He's just unconscious.
Shut up. I'm keeping track. Shut up.
All right. These two are feeling confident, so they're going, well, actually, let's see, are they feeling confident? Oh, one's not. One's going to slink off in the night. One's going to stand his ground and continue to fight. Ah, 12 isn't going to hit anybody, though. Now Michael bleeds one. And top of the round.
Okay, another attack. No.
Man. All right, Thaddeus.
So presumably we can tell that somebody has just run away from attacking
us. You can see, barely see forms moving, and they went out the side tunnel you saw while there was still light in the room.
This magical darkness drops. We're just going to be blinded by whatever else is in there. Cause... Wow. No, I've got nothing right now. I attack him as well. I can't think of anything. Nope,
unfortunately that misses.
Nope, I'm not good at that.
Alright, their turn. Attack! And, oh, one miss. Complete miss. And the magical darkness goes away, which means your fire erupts back into the room with the blazing oil that was in it. So there's a shriek from the one remaining. Let's see. Nope, he is a firm. He's going nowhere. But he does illuminate your friend, Michael, who is laying in a pool of his own blood. Little air bubbles escaping from the slit in his throat. Oh, and it also looks like Gary's down next to you, too. But he's breathing. So, top of the round, you have light. You're no longer at any penalties.
Keep violently attacking that thing while I go and check the Elden. I mean, that he's alive. Yes.
All right, so...
Is there anything I can do to stabilize?
All you have to go over there and bandage him and, you know, put pressure on wounds so it'll keep him from bleeding out. Elena, give me an attack roll.
I did.
Oh, you did.
Another
two.
Yeah.
All right. You're now stable, Michael, but you're still at the negative whatever and still unconscious, but you're not bleeding out further. Your friend sticks fingers in the wounds. Look, there's this hole. If I plug it with my thumb, it'll stop bleeding.
No. There's golden jewels around here. I'm plugging up with that.
There you go.
It's
That's
fine.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Michael, he's going to play you like an ocarina.
Such ball.
I'm going to do something here. Did you guys just see something show up on the screen there?
11,
yeah, okay. My little countdown to Calvary. All right, so the remaining goblin, who is apparently the fierce of the lot, will attack. Oh, and hits.
Jeez.
Elena, Gink, 2 points.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm really not liking this guy.
Well, it is your turn again. Elden doesn't bleed. Hit! Finish him off. Come on, you can do it.
9.
That will do it. He expires beneath your blade. You've got 2 down compatriots. With the burning horse flesh, now smelling like burning oil and horse flesh, has lit the room. And once again, this is apparently a treasure trove room. Elena, give me an intelligence roll.
Okay. Who? Oh, Elena. Okay, never mind. I was like, wait, what?
So the unconscious guy?
Yeah.
6.
I made that?
Yes.
Yep.
In a pile of coins and some gaudy-looking jewelry is a necklace with a purple amethyst jewel. It's got a silver kind of clasp holding it there. It's, you know, the thing's about the size of a goose egg. You know that jewel. Your eldest brother, that's his.
Uh-oh. I totally take that. And look around. Is there any...
You notice that the silver hasp connects the necklace, it's been yanked off, and there's blood all over the silver.
Oh no! Shoot!
You should go nuts and murder the wizard that ran away.
All right, there is a slight lull in combat. Gary, roll a d4 and add your constitution bonus. Eldon, or have Michael do the same. D4 constitution bonus.
Am I able to do this as well?
Yeah, anyone who's injured, D4 plus constitution bonus. If it brings you out of negatives, you are conscious and can do things. If you're still at negatives, then you're still unconscious.
Wait, hang on.
So using the fate point brought me to 0?
No, using the fate point stabilized you. So whatever negative you were at is where you stayed.
Okay, so I'm still at -2. Okay.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Alright, what are you guys doing? You notice also by count that there are 2 of the creatures missing, including the leader type.
Yeah. Guys, we're probably going to have to get out of here.
No, it does stabilize you at 0 hit points.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Gary is up in...
Again. Okay. Do you think we can? What I was going to be doing. Wow, I regained 4 hit points. While she was looking at the jewel, I was going to be looking around for flasks of oil, light making sources, anything like that, which might be in this room, including on any of the down. Oh, you're alive and getting up. Well, I won't ransack your body for.
There's materials they were using to create the fire to roast the horse. Other than that, nothing really else in here to make light with.
And
I can give you a flask of oil.
Yeah. Just kind of hoping for more than that. And the passage is sort of sloped downwards, I'm assuming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I was just going to dump the oil all over the steps. All over the passage, so that when they came up, just set it on fire. Because I'm not. Do we know where that passage comes out? Nobody's been down there.
No, we're trapped.
Go back down the ladder and get out.
Yeah. Not gonna leave that exit unguarded.
Yeah, I'll grab some of the jewels that are floating around, gold and stuff, from my pockets. And
okay.
I'm gonna grab that. I'm just gonna grab that one necklace and some random coins and stuff them in my pocket, but I'm not really. Not trying hard.
I am going to dump all the oil over the floor in front of the door so that it's sort of trickling down. And then before we go out down the... I'm presuming we're going down the pass, down the ladder again. Set that alight so that they can't see beyond it or try and get in without... So they don't know whether we're in there or not. If you see what I mean.
Yes, I got you. Yeah. So you're going to set the oil on fire as you go down? Okay. So you go down the ladder, and as you come down the other side, there is a small passage that you covered over with the large cages and the shackles and such. There are several of the goblinoid things that are trying to push it out of the way. They don't seem able to. But they see you, and they start barbling in their goblin language.
Stab them through the cage. They can't dodge.
Grabbing Michael down.
Yeah, I was going to say, truss them up and lower them down. Can we throw our knives through the cages into those goblins?
You can. It's a tricky shot. I would give a minus to it because, there's some room between the bars, but if you wanted to, you could.
Well, I got a couple, so I might as well. Give it a shot.
That way, sure. Make their armor class a 16. If you can hit a 16, you can hit one. Oh, look at that. You hit one. Dagger, throw me a d4 plus your strength bonus.
Yeah, d4. One.
So you hit one, you basically scratch it. You make them matter as they start to roar and kick at the cages. They're shaking them, but they don't seem to be strong enough, and they can't get more than one person at the end of the tunnel at a time.
Well, that's what I was hoping for. Bottleneck them.
Does look like some of them are starting to go back out the other end of the tunnel, though.
Yeah, there's a load of wine or something around there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There are casks.
Right, so...
Yep. Wine is not flammable.
Yeah. Wine is not flammable.
Wine is not flammable.
No.
No. Far too. It's not flammable at all. Brandy would be flammable.
But I did say that there was also oil down here. So.
Yeah.
Are
there any sounds coming from behind that the barred door?
Give me a roll. It is, once again, it's got all those rocks and dirt on the other side, so it's a little muffled. Well, let's see. Do you hear anything? Do you hear anything?
And that's against the what?
Average of your intelligence and wisdom.
Perception.
Perception, yeah. I have a 9, I rolled a 12.
So, no. You don't hear anything.
I'm going to get one of the flasks, light up the torch, the lantern. Get an extra flask, open the door, and run down the passage to the...
All right, you open the door, and there are a few goblins. I'm just going to use these same guys, but they're not the same guys. That were waiting on the other side of the door for someone to come through. Let's see, roll surprise. They are definitely not surprised to see you. Okay. I mean, the light does affect them, but they're standing there. I'll give you initiative over them if you want to do something.
Throw the oil, hopefully, and light it. Or throw the lantern at them so that it cracks open and burns, and close the door.
All right. Sure. Make me a dex check.
3.
Okay, yeah. Good enough. Sure, it lands where you want it to, and some of the oil spills onto them, catching clothes and things on fire, and you close the door. There were only 2 that you saw on the other side of the door, though. They seem to have caught fire.
Well, if I notice that they caught fire, I kind of keep on look to see if they're trying to run down the corridor or something.
Oh, no, they're stop, drop, and roll. They're kind of rolling around on the floor trying to put out the fire.
All right, so they're basically prone.
Yes, they are.
So can I go up and just slice them down?
Well, nope, not necessarily. Hold on, I'm going to give them some fire damage first. Okay, and they will get to act. As like I said, they were not surprised to see you, so... I guess their action would be to put out the fire. Yeah, sure, you can have another action.
All right, I want to try and stab them.
But they're not, I mean, they're not completely, you're still going to have to make it to hit roll. They're prone, so they'll make it an armor class 12 instead of a 14. So 12 or better.
All right. They're
rolling around and moving, and they know you're there. They're still trying to avoid you.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
No, they're just too small and crafty. Even on fire, they're...
Can I throw a fate point to re-roll?
Yeah, you could.
All right, well, I'm going to try and do that. God, I hope I hit him. There
yes!
you go.
20 always hits. There you go. Do some damage.
And that's a D6.
2 points. Oh, yeah. You stab one. It screeches at you. Indignant that it is on fire and being stabbed, but it's still there. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Well, I was getting the oil and I was going to dump it down the small passage to catch the people who were trying to back out on fire.
All right. Let's see. Intelligence. Yeah, they failed that. I have no idea what you're planning to do. What is this sticky substance that you're pouring into the tunnel? What could that possibly mean? Right. So you make some flambé goblins that way, I guess.
Yeah, as good
as
I can. What's
Elena doing? Is Elena muted? She's gone.
I'm not... No, I'm actually... I'll actually help Thaddeus.
Okay. Sure. So you get some oil going and one of you lights a fire and yeah, so there's a big fiery line of burning oil that's going down that end of the passageway and there are many shrieks. There's a lot of voices down that passage. Yep. So we will go back to Gary. Gary, I will give you initiative again, but they seem to be starting to put out their fire.
I'm going to try and stab them again.
Go ahead. 12. 12 is the number which you didn't.
Yeah. Well, 7's the lucky number.
Okay, so unfortunately they are going to attack you. Well, you know, hold on, let's see if they break and run. One does. One runs down the passage on fire.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he's making a lot of noise. The other guy is made of firmer stuff and he will attack you and fall, scratched by his burning clothing. Well, smoldering, really. He had to roll some of it out. All right, what are people doing? You've got a burning small passage. You've got one goblin on fire running down the tunnel to the south.
Hopefully the oil from the small passage will trickle out and be on fire to stop him from getting away. Right now I'm just going to pour more oil down the passageway to keep it on fire down there.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm going to actually, I want to make sure that we're not, that our back is totally not exposed right now so that, while he's doing that, I just want to take very quick surveillance of the room to make sure that, Like, there's not a secret door opening up where we're all going to get stabbed in the back.
No, but it sounds like there's movement in the upstairs where you just came down. You start hearing, you do hear the whining goblin-y language. It sounds like more people have come back into that room. They have not yet started coming down the ladder yet, though.
Okay,
probably
can
the
I?
The passage is on fire. But you can hear them up there.
Okay, that ladder was pretty rickety.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to pull it as, make it more rickety.
Elena is barbarian! Make me a strength roll. Let's see.
Well, Eleanor is puny barbarian. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, rickety it may be, but it's still steel, and it's still riveted to the wall, so... Yeah, you're not making much headway in doing anything to that. Thaddeus is doing what? Are you still attending to the oil in the
back? Yep, still burning them down.
Okay, well, they seem to be running out the back into the passage. I mean, the oil, I mean, there's only so much of it. It's not going to flood the entire passage. It's one cask. But, you know, the flames are chasing them down the other end. But that does mean they're going to be chasing them right back up your escape route.
Oh, hopefully they'll just keep running until they get to somewhere else, and then we can flee quickly.
Yep. Gary, are you going to continue to stab at the one lone goblin barring your exit from this room?
Yes, I'm going to continue stabbing at him.
Go ahead.
13.
Sure, that'll hit since he's still distracted by the flames. Give me some damage here. Give me lots of damage. That's not
yes!
lots of damage. No. He rebuttals. It's your feeble attack. But he also, he also misses you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have to get this guy out and plug up the other entrance to get out.
Well, this guy is, I mean, he's the only thing barring you from making a quick run down the corridor and out.
Yeah, so I know. Far.
Yeah. One lone little 3.5-foot creature. You should be so ashamed.
Well, that's why I'm the forgotten child.
All right, Thaddeus has reached the end of his oil barrel. You have spilled all the oil that you can possibly find.
Well, fortunately it's on fire, so I will then smash the barrel I've got, which is hopefully cake. The inside has still got some oil on it, and set it on fire, so I've got a flaming torch.
Okay.
And then try and drag Michael out towards the alley. I am a strength 12. I
12.
Yes.
You will carry him because you're stronger than me.
What is Eldon? What is Michael's con?
14.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
He is heavy.
Jeez.
Okay. You can drag him, but you can't do much else.
All right, we'll both drag him.
I should have oiled him up so that he slipped around easier on the ground.
All right. Well, Gary, it seems it's up to you to get rid of this one goblin, this one lone 3.5-foot goblin. It's barring you from a swift escape.
Yeah, like I'm some type of fighter. Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay.
Some type.
It retaliates and also misses.
Well, somebody else stabbed this bastard. Please.
Is he anywhere near where I could stab him?
Sure. I mean, yeah, this is a full-size door. I mean, you can get around Gary and stab at him. It's a
I'm
little 3.5-foot creature that's hopping back and forth. He's like, ha, 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 ha. It's dodging your swords. Oh! Roasted. Okay. Do some damage.
7.
Oh, man. I mean, he was like the Gary of the goblins. And he was the forgotten child trying to take out this human.
He hops out of the way of Gary's blade, right on to the end of Elena's sword. He looks at
Goblin kebab!
The way is clear, although you can see the flames of the guy, the one goblin that got away, running down to the south corridor, and you can hear more of his kin squeaking at him in the high goblin voices.
Guys, I think it's time for us to get out.
Sure. Yep. Grab Michael and run.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much what we do.
You get out of the entrance, staggering into the fresh air. It was getting a little muggy back there with all the smoke and fire. It's still daylight. You see your horses still hobbled to a nearby trees.
Mount the horses,
yeah.
Tie Michael down, and get out.
Get out of here.
But first, you have to cross the river.
I was going to say, do we know of anywhere along the river that is easier to cross?
Yeah, you can ride parallel to the river until you find an easier place to cross. You did not see anything that they were riding. It looks like they were on foot. So on horse, you're definitely going to be able to outdistance them. Gary, give me an intelligence roll. Add your cartography, as you are now deep into the woods, an area you are not familiar with.
10, and then yeah. The cartography would be 2, so 12.
Well, it actually makes your intelligence higher, so I'm sure.
Okay.
Your intelligence is what?
Strain is 9. With
oh, you're
a 2.
Fine, good. You're good. Yes, you're able to orient yourself with your maps to figure out the way back to town. It's going to take you the rest of the day, and you won't be arriving until night. But you know the way. You know the way.
We should be arriving in the morning. It's like 12 hours.
Yeah.
So it'll be like 4 or 5 in the morning, mm-hmm. 6 in the morning.
As you get your horses galloping away, you do see the short forms massing at the edge of the cave, and they just kind of come out just enough until the light shines on their faces, and they hiss and go back into the cave. Almost hear them saying, "We'll get you when the night goes down."
Yeah.
You and your little spellcaster.
And your little dog, too.
I don't plan on stopping.
Okay.
You ride
through the night.
And inform
the
militia.
Yes, you arrive back at the village, early dawn. You are greeted by guards on the road. The gates to the city have been closed.
Attacked by goblins. We ask them as we're driving past as quickly as we can.
They recognize the youth of the village, and in particular, they stop. One of the guards asks Elena, and says, "Bad news, my lady. Your brother has fallen to attackers in the night."
Wow.
In the night?
Yep.
So...
Wait.
That...
No,
wow.
Not last night. The night before.
Right, I was going to say.
You've been gone from the city for 2 days. Well, 3 days now.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, you were wandering around the forest for almost 2 days when you came upon the overturned wagon, and then you were gone.
Oh, right, okay.
Entire day for... all the other festivities. So, yes, it appears that the splintered tracks you saw was a goblin strike team had entered the city under cover of darkness, made their way into the keep, and your brother bravely defended your young sister and mother. Unfortunately, he was cut down, his jewel taken from his throat. He did manage to save your sister and mother.
Okay, I do the honorable thing. I've avenged my brother and get the jewel and return it to my mother.
I killed the 3.5-foot creature that took down.
Hey, those little suckers are tough.
Killed a 3.5-foot creature. I don't know whether it was the one which killed the brother or not, but I'm going to call
we
it.
We killed several 3.5.
We managed to anger the rest of them, and they're probably coming here to kill us. So.
Just think of it this way: they had a kennel that already smelled like wet dog, and now it smells like burnt wet dog.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so
and they have to live with that.
The village now forewarned that the creatures that I talked in the night were goblins and that they have trained dogs are able to mount them.
They don't have trained dogs anymore. They're dead. We killed the dogs. We were good at that.
Well, there was that other contingent that went off to the castle.
There are 3 dogs less.
Maybe they did have dogs as
well. Eventually, with the help of the town watch, they are able to rout out the rest of the goblin menace.
Yeah. Oh, we get medical attention from Michael as well.
Of course.
We do this when we get back to the village rather than, you know.
We take Michael over to the monastery for some medical attention.
Okay. Just gonna dump him in the same place as we left the others in the cart.
So the village of Kirkwall.
Jeez.
Heroes of the night, they are able to mount a defense against. First time goblin incursion into this area has happened in a very long time.
Is there anything in my great-grandfather's journal about that?
There might be. There might be. That will be a chapter for another time. All right, let's see. Experience.
Yeah, hardly anything. I mean, we didn't kill. We wounded a lot of people. I'm trying to
remember. I killed those three dogs.
The three dogs and three goblins? Two goblins?
Okay, so experience count on the kills are 255 experience, four ways.
255?
Four ways. So divided by four, you mean? Mm-hmm.
You have the
64 experience each for the kills alone. We finished a story that is 1,000 experience done four ways. You divide it all.
So 250.
Yeah. Let's see.
We got a bunch of them in the tunnels as well,
and another 1,000 experience points for once again divided four ways for performing a great task. The goblins would have raided, struck in the night for several months, small attacks, taking things here and there, killing people here and there, had you not informed the townspeople as to what was going on and where they were lairing. And another 50 each for the clever use of the burning oil down the hole. You didn't end up actually killing most of those, but it was a good detriment, so 50 experience each.
And I'll try harder next time to get rid of them all.
Yeah, of note is killing monsters does not necessarily give you XP. Overcoming them does.
Yeah, I prefer that, because sometimes you can talk your way around them or whatever else it is.
Okay.
Needs to be done. So we got 614 XP out of that each.
And we don't have a spot to even put XP in.
Just type it in one of the notes area.
And that was how much? 614?
Yeah, 614. Wow. Exciting. Should we ever come back, we will be 614 XP over anybody else who hasn't played this event. Unless they do much better than us, suddenly. How could they possibly do better than us?
And 60 silver pieces worth of loot that people just shoved in their pockets. If you actually divide it out all between you, it comes out to 60. Not including the necklace of your brother.
I guess I won't be suggesting we divide that. What if we divide Michael?
Yeah, XP.
Oh, you.
How many XP is a first weapon mage worth?
I will now immediately go chaotic evil to gain all the power, because it's totally bull. A goblin wizard beat me? Screw this.
Yep.
All the evil magic forever.
So that was beyond the wall with a few additives. Basically, I added the perception roll because there's no way to do perception otherwise, because there's not like an attribute specifically that
use wisdom. I mean,
well, not really. I mean, it's kind of the description for wisdom doesn't really fit that.
Well, no, it never did, but I seem to remember it being the default for for D&D.
No, in D&D, at least the basic version that this is kind of based off, it's a 1 in 6 roll. One in six, you notice something. If you were an elf, 2 in 6. And that's it. There was no other perception system.
Wow.
I liked it. I mean, I liked the like the character generation and village generation.
Yes.
A little better than the quiet year, actually. This.
Yeah, which is the entire part that Eldon missed. This is basically a hodgepodge of different versions of Dungeons & Dragons, primarily based off the more current, like, D20 SRD version, although it really wants to evoke the early basic edition. But it's really how it gets there that makes this game more interesting, I think. How you link your characters by the tables, how you build the village, etc. The module itself, I had a chart. All the NPCs that you made, one of them is going to be the person that was killed or something happens to. And I rolled the Richmond family, so I chose a person in the Richmond family, your brother. Some of the options were the goblins could have been interested in one of the items you guys picked up during character creation. It could have been something they were fixated on wanting to get. The little dungeon there was generated. I did a small one. There were only 6 rooms total.
Seemed a little disconnected. The thing itself done by random generation purely because of, well, I don't think we had a good map of it ourselves to work out where it was all connected to.
Well, actually, they used like a mind map sort of thing. And actually, if I can share it with you. Actually, it's not. Go ahead, comments.
I really did enjoy the character creation portion of it, certainly. Very simple system. Despite horrible, horrible rolling for this. I mean, we did so badly. I'm convinced now that you've put the D20 as the button, but you're actually making us roll D10s. That's why we never hit anything.
That would be sneaky. I like it.
No, I mean, we did have some... I mean, there were some pretty crappy rolls on both sides. But, for like a one-shot, this is definitely a keeper for a one-shot. Yeah.
Well, I also like the fact that, I mean, if we come back to it, we now have a town generated. I've got background stuff I can work with so I can flesh it out more. The idea was, or as stated in the game, is that you should, it did take about an hour to come up with the characters, the background, and for me to roll up the adventure, maybe a few minutes more. But you could run an adventure cold if you just sat down and rolled off the tables. It does take some finagling to make it make sense and come back around, but not that bad. I think now that I have the tables generated, if we came back to it, it definitely makes generating a sandbox game very easy. Like, now I've got lots of material that I could use to make something a little bit more coherent, you know?
I wonder how invested people would be in, let's say, the next time you play this, that only Sharon of this group can play, and you use the same village, even with generating for 3 new people. You're still going to have 7 people's worth of stuff, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And how invested the other people will be in something that we have already created.
Did that link?
Oh, I see. That link works perfectly. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mind map.
And if you click on the kennels, for instance, I don't know if that'll work for you or not, but it brings up actually.
Yes, it does. You've got all the stuff.
Wow.
And that's just something I put together. But yeah, this is how they have you make the caverns, is they suggest you use a mind map sort of thing. And so yeah, it definitely has a cohesion to it.
And you know what's really good about this? Oh, yeah, mind map wiki. This could be fun.
Gary, what did you think? This is actually the first time you've gamed with us.
Yes, it is.
Gary.
I love the character
creation. You're no longer in character. You are Chris now.
Yes. Gary is sleeping and rested. I love the character creation. Yeah, really nice how it ties all the characters together. I found in some of the other campaigns, it's like, okay, how does one character know the other? This ties it very well together. Simple to play. I mean, our rolling the dice, that sucked, but, you know, that's part of the game. I enjoyed it. Very simple, very easy. You know, my type of game.
Eldon, I mean, you missed a good hour of the fun stuff, but...
I don't know, I will say that it wasn't unfun to play the adventure itself as well. So it wasn't as if you missed all of the fun stuff. Not saying it's just a character creation. That was fun.
And Eldon got a little shafted on his rolls for spells on the table. I will say magic users in this are quite fun because you get the cantrips that you can cast all day as long as you make your rolls. And if you had gotten some of the cooler rituals, those are really nice because a mage can really bump themselves up in preparation for an adventure. And the stuff lasts for a long time until basically, you know, it's either used up or dissipated. The one spell per level thing, I may change in future games by giving you whatever your intelligence bonus is as in extra spells per day. There is no limit to the number of spells that you can know, because you don't have to keep them in a spell book like in D&D. You have to carry this huge tome of spells around with you to memorize them. In this, you don't. Once you know a spell, you know it, but you can only cast so many a day as per your level. And there's no real, and I guess that's all I was going to say on that is like, you know, if you find spells out, you know, while adventuring, there's no limit to how many you can know, just how many you can cast.
Well, I did like that. I had a fighter character with, like, Joe average human strength, and it was still an effective fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively effective. Sometimes in systems and in mods of systems, you end up with, unless your character is in the very high end on certain stats, that you can't do anything.
And the skill system is kind of neat. So the way it works is if you have a skill that would help in whatever it is you're trying to roll for, it increases that statistic by 2 points. If you can get two skills that overlap, let's say you have, you have both pickpocketing and sleight of hand. For whatever reason, you've got two skills. They can stack, and you can get a +4, but a +4 is the most you can ever add to an ability.
I saw a couple of things in the character creation thing where you could get the same skill twice. Yeah.
So, like, if you, it's called intensifying. So, let's say you get pickpockets twice. Well, then you add a +4 instead of a +2.
Ah, okay.
But a +4 is still the most you could ever add on that way. It's a little nebulous as to whether or not, let's say, you're doing something, you get your +4 because you have the skills for it, but then someone wants to help you. I think it's a little nebulous whether or not you can still get help or not. Because at one point they do state that the +4 is the most you can get, but then one of the examples, I believe, is like someone's doing something, they've got a skill that's intensified, so they get a +4, but then someone helps, and they still gave them the +2. So, I'm not sure. That would be... The book has a lot of open ground for the GM to make rules as they need to, because there's a lot of stuff that just is not covered at all. Surprise, for instance. It says you should check for surprise, but it never tells you how to check for surprise. What I'm doing with a lot of this is I'm gonna refer back to my old BX, the basic expert set for D&D. This is the old box set D&D, and see how they did something, because this is kind of what they're trying to emulate. Although I wanted to not have the die rolls that didn't make sense, since this is based off an attribute roll system for your skills. So in basic Dungeons and Dragons, I was saying, like, for searching and noticing something, it's a 1 in 6 chance, or a 2 in 6 if you're an elf. I didn't want to throw a different system on top, so that's why I came up with just the perception roll instead. It still fits with the skill system that it already has.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Wizards can't wear armor. I'm thinking about allowing it, but the armor is constraining, so we'll have an intelligence and wisdom deficit. The more armor you're wearing, the least able you are to cast your spells. But I may allow wizards to wear armor.
Yeah, certainly having a low AC there was horrible for Eldon getting hit.
Now, if Eldon had the mage armor ritual, that would
help. Yeah. I didn't realize you didn't get all of the spells when you were doing it. I seem to remember it being described to me previously, and I thought, you can only cast one spell, but you have every single spell.
Well, you can, potentially, but you have to find them somewhere.
Well, yeah, I thought you just started with them all, but you just could only cast one of them. I prefer that sort of magic system myself, where you can do anything, but you're just limited into the use that you can have.
Yeah, I had thought about doing that way. We created a village, but we haven't really created the backdrop for it. Like, you know, how does magic work? You know, that sort of thing. You know, it's something that I'll sit around and think about some. Because I would like to run this again at some point, using the same city that we made and such. But maybe it ends up being that magic is like, it's not so much a codified spell as that you know how to shape magic and therefore you can cast any spell. So maybe I'll go with that. But I also like being able to find spell books and learning new things that way too. Maybe rituals be done that way. Like you have to find the ritual somewhere, to be able to do a ritual. But spells are more of just a bending of magic to your own will. No, I'll think about it. I'll think about it and see what we go with that.
Well, if you do rituals that way, you've got tons and tons of plot hooks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. Actually, guys, I'm actually going to have to go. Thank you. Thanks for running. It was a really great game. Enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, have a good night, Sharon. Any other words from anyone?
Thank you for letting me play.
No problem.
All good, man. Yeah.
Check the forums. Sure. We run odd games all the time. So.
Oh, yeah. I check the forums 2-3 times a day.
Eldon's quiet, I guess because he's bleeding out.
Just bored.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we shouldn't have had you go first.
It didn't really matter. I could argue that I should have made the choice to try to leave the darkness, but I was pretty sure I'd trip, fall, and die.
I'm surprised when I was shouting, hey, come over here, that nobody wandered randomly into the giant fire I had started.
Mm-hmm.
I do like they don't preclude what a mage can use for a weapon. There's nothing that says a mage can't use a sword or a battle axe.
It just can't wear any armor.
There are some multi-class sheets in there. There's like an elf, which is a combination magic user fighter. There are some multi-class things in there. Anyway, it was fun, guys. Thanks for letting me try it out with you.
Sure. No problem.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Until next time, have a good night.
Oh, you too.
All right.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes, or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.